Welcome to the show, Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindsets, strategies, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for everyone interested. While you're listening to this podcast, I recommend you to make some notes. It is better if you have access to paper and a pen. However, if you prefer making notes on your phone or tablets, that's perfect as well. If you get lost or overloaded, you can always refer to the transcript of each episode. For those of you who are experienced enough to find these episodes quite basic, I recommend you to stick to this sequence anyway, because complexity will gradually increase over time. Today, we are going to discuss a crucial aspect of mindset: taking responsibility for yourself, creating a proper offer based on your MVP, and getting closer to your first sales if you have not achieved them yet.
In today's episode, I would like to start with the phrase, "It's up to me." You might express it differently, such as "my responsibility" or "my choice." The main idea is to view your life through the lens of these words. Not all of us have equal circumstances, conditions, or environments. We were born into different families and varying social statuses and opportunities. However, it is a matter of our personal will to change our situation. Think through the language you use when you speak to yourself. You might speak English or any other language, but what words do you choose and what meanings do they carry? It may sound cliché, but do you speak the language of rich or the language of poor? For instance, you might tell yourself, "I don't have enough money to buy a new iPhone, pay for a vacation in the Maldives, or purchase a new car or apartment." Instead, speak through the lens of the words, "my responsibility." You might say, "I was lazy, I didn't have enough time, the weather was bad," or "my socks were an inconvenient color." However, it is more effective to say, "I didn't do that," or "I didn't do this, and that's the reason I don't have enough money now. What can I change? What should I change? And how should I do that?" By using this paradigm of thinking, along with the information I have provided and I will provide, your chances of success will drastically increase. Now, let's talk about creating an offer and a unique sales proposition. Let's define what an offer is. Essentially, it is a proposal made by a seller to a potential buyer or partner, outlining the terms under which goods or services are provided, and it may include details such as price, quantity, delivery terms, payment terms, and special conditions or incentives to make a purchase. When I mention a potential partner, it is not a mistake. In some business models, like when you're selling a franchise, your potential partners might also be potential clients. Some business literature suggests that they are partners only and never clients. According to the dictionary, a franchise is an authorization granted by a government or company to an individual or group, enabling them to carry out specified commercial activities. But I don't want to delve into franchise details right now. We will definitely discuss it in the future episodes. Returning to our definition of an offer, as I mentioned, it is a proposal made by you, the seller, to a potential buyer, outlining the terms under which your goods or services are provided. Simply put, like, people are ready to pay when your selling offer is clearly defined. There is a direct correlation between the quality of your offer and the number of leads you will receive. But remember that when someone buys something from you, there are key benefits that a client would like to receive from your business. Here are five key client benefit metrics. The first one is a budget. These defines how much money your customer will save by paying for your product, such as comparing your price to similar companies. Second one is earnings. These measures how much money your client will make if they buy your product, or how much money will be saved by using your product. Third one, guarantees. This covers the types of safety nets you provide to your clients, which might include refunds, exchanges, or warranty periods. Number four, prestige. This reflects the social status your product provides. Number five is logic, and this is the rational reason that justifies the purchase. So, you don't just create one offer and post it on Instagram or Facebook, hoping that you're going to be overwhelmed with leads. Instead, consider these five metrics: budget, earnings, guarantees, prestige, and logic. Using the library of advertisements you have analyzed, create at least 10 offers based on the examples you have found and the client benefits metrics you just heard. Here, I'm going to provide you with four patterns you can use to create a unique selling proposition, or USP, another acronym, because like business theory loves acronyms. In general, the USP is intersection point of what your customers want and what your business does well. It gives potential clients a clear understanding of what makes your product or service better than your competitors. By focusing on these metrics and ensuring your offer is clearly articulated, you can significantly increase your chances of achieving sales success. In summary, while offers are tactical tools that can change frequently to drive sales, USPs are strategic elements that establish a brand's unique position in the market. By understanding and leveraging both, business can craft effective marketing strategies that attract more customers and build lasting brand loyalty.
So now let's clarify the strategic versus tactical roles. USP as strategic is about positioning your brand uniquely in the market, which is a decision involving deep market understanding and long-term planning. On the other hand, offer as tactical is about capitalizing on immediate opportunity and driving short-term sales, making them tactical moves that can change frequently. By this moment, please listen carefully, as you will follow one of patterns using key metrics and ensure that you have completed at least 3 out of 4 following stages. First one, you segmented your target audience. So basically, you divided a broader market into smaller segments and defined categories of consumers based on specific characteristics such as demographics, interests, behaviors, or needs. If you're not clear on how to do this, I suggest you to revisit previous episodes to learn more about total market demand, serviceable addressable market, and serviceable obtainable market. It is covered in episode 1. On second stage, you identified your consumers and buyers. It is important to differentiate between buyers and consumers, as they are not always the same person. For example, a parent buying a toy is a buyer, but the child is the consumer. Same goes, for example, for company. You might purchase office equipment, but the employees are the ones who use it. Number 3, you understood your advantages compared to other companies. And number 4, I hope you completed this stage as well, you recognized the client benefit metrics you provide, or you are capable to provide. Once you're confident that you have completed these steps, you can use the following 4 patterns to design your unique sales proposition. First one, demand plus results you provide plus guarantee, or warranty in some cases. Second one, target audience plus demand plus solution. Third one, advantage feature plus demand. And fourth one, product plus target audience plus problem plus key benefit. So at this moment, remember, your service or product does not have to be unique, but your unique selling proposition must be distinctively unique. Here are some examples I'm going to provide you, both a short and a long version for each pattern, so you can clearly recognize the difference. Remember, shorter is better. Pattern number 1, Experience slow internet connection? Enjoy lightning-fast downloads with our fiber optics, backed by 100% money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Here, experiencing slow internet connection describes the demand for a fast internet connection. Enjoying lightning-fast downloads is the result provided by fiber optic broadband, and the 100% money-back guarantee offers a safety zone for the client. However, it's going to be better if you make it shorter, delivering fast downloads or your money back. Pattern number two. Small business owners needing reliable accounting, our cloud-based software simplifies finances, ensuring accurate records without the hassle of traditional systems. This version clearly identifies the target audience, in this case, small business owners. The demand is reliable accounting, and the solution, cloud-based software that simplifies finances. And here's the short version. Simplifying finances with a cloud-based software, perfect solution for small business owners. Pattern number three, offering crisp, high-definition sound with our noise cancellation headphones, perfect for commuters seeking peace amid city chaos. So here's the advantage. Crisp, high-definition sound is linked with the demand, peace for commuters, making it appealing to potential clients. So here's the short version. Crisp, noise-canceling sound, ideal for city commuters. Pattern number four. Parents worried about their child's safety online. Our parental control app provides comprehensive monitoring and real-time alerts, giving you peace of mind. The statement addresses the target audience, in this case parents. The problem is a child's safety online, and the key benefit, peace of mind from comprehensive monitoring and real-time alerts. And short remake is going to sound something like, your child's online safety, our app provides real-time alerts. If you noticed that I use gerunds, it is not mandatory to use the specific construction for verbs. However, statistically, it tends to work better. Let's do a quick summary. Your business does not have to be unique, but your unique sales proposition must be distinctive. People generally buy where clear and compelling benefits are defined. So you have a range of patterns and several examples. Now you need to turn this knowledge into action. And this is the way how you can do that. Here's your homework for this episode. Create 40 offers using your knowledge about your competitors and an understanding of key client benefits. Make 10 offers for each pattern. Your goal is to share these unique selling propositions with at least 10 people and ask them to assess which they would choose if they needed your product. This will help you to identify the top 10, maybe top 15 unique selling propositions, which you can test to see which one generates more leads. In the end, you should keep the two or three most effective ones. Simply ask them, if you were in need of this product, would you buy it based on this unique selling proposition? The losing unique selling proposition need to be discarded, and the remaining 10, maybe 15, should be tested. I hope by this point you have a small budget from your investor to test, or you can use your own funds. Remember, the main point is to test hypothesis. It means you should spend on average no more than $3,000. However, it is even better if you can do it in $200 or $300 because, as we discussed several times, the main idea is to test, not to invest. If you don't have 10 people to ask, it may sound a little crazy, but I know a few cases where this method worked. Simply find random people on the street or elsewhere and present them with three options to choose from. Some will ignore you or ask you to leave, but trust me, some random individuals will help you. Don't be shy, just go and do it. After repeating this process multiple times, you will definitely find a winner. If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.